This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. We are all the way to week two. Oh my God, after months of not having anything to talk about now. Plenty, joined again by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
How are we doing after a night full of naked dodgeball? Do you think maybe we should try to recruit people to do our own version of naked dodgeball or just pass on that altogether?
I think we should all pass on that.
Never a good idea.
Last night, it wasn't a good idea. I think it was too soon for something like that.
So you're in on it, just maybe not so quickly.
Yeah, I think it was just a little awkward for everyone. This whole episode was like awkwardness. That's it. It's one word to describe this whole episode.
Awkwardness. We start things off with, of course, we have to talk about Dale right off the bat, where, yes, the Dale show. Apparently, Claire can't sleep. Because all she does is think about Dale. Oh my God, it's so difficult.
It was funny because it kind of started off as Dale, like this is the Dale show, basically, like the show's over, it's going to be him. And then it kind of grew to like, oh, actually there's some other men here and it's kind of like Dale's out of sight, out of mind. So I was like, if this whole episode is just going to be, and the rest of the episodes of supposedly what we're getting from her is just going to be all Dale, like this is going to be super annoying. But then she was like, oh, there's actually some other like pretty cool guys here. And she kind of went into that a little bit. But I mean, you can just tell like in her mind, she made up her mind.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if her producer had a nice chat with her and said, okay, we get it.
Listen, we got to get some episodes out of you.
Yeah. And maybe it'll stay that way. But can you at least give us something about how the rest of the guys here are really cool? And it's not just, okay, fit me for a dress for Dale.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was a little surprised that they ended up putting him on the group date, because if you're ready to marry the dude, why not just give him a one-on-one?
I think that was also probably a producer. She was probably like, oh, Dale's number one. Like, I want the one-on-one. I need to figure this out sooner rather than later. And then I think probably a producer was like, listen, that's too obvious. You just got to put him in a group setting.
And so he gets on this group date, which is love languages.
Yeah.
And starting with words of affirmation.
It was definitely, all these dates are usually really cheesy, but I feel like you could have done something a little bit better for like an on location type date. It just seemed like really like, oh my gosh, today's the first date. What are we going to do? Oh, let's just throw in this like balcony and they're just going to, you know, profess their loves when we only know each other for like a week.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody made like a Romeo and Juliet joke or
right.
Was it Tangled? Like just
yep.
The fact that everyone's just like, oh yeah, this is normal. We're, you're going to be 5 feet yeah. away from us and we're going to proclaim our pseudo soon to be love for you.
Yeah. It just felt very like last minute thrown together. Like, oh, it's today. Like we got to put something together and just like put them into. And then they were like, oh, then you're going to run to your room and like get a random object.
Well, run is a, I guess, relative term. If you're Bennett, like, then it's sort of like, eh.
Like a gazelle, glide like a gazelle. Good job on that, Bachelor interns.
So you have them just grabbing random stuff from their hotel room. And each of these steps is almost just, okay, well, Dale's on the date. Let's see if he passes the test. And, you know, his speech I thought was good. So, you know, they sort of left him hanging for a second with his silence. Where you're like, oh, no, he's going to bomb
out. Yeah, I was going to say, he's actually not going to do well. And he's just gonna be questioning from here on out.
And then it seemed like he was working from script. He was perfect. Because yeah. Why wouldn't he be?
Obviously.
And then somehow he has dog perfume.
I don't know. I mean, I would feel like that would be kind of a red flag for me, but like, it's fine.
I mean, I understand her dogs are some of the most important things in her life, and I get that. I'm a dog guy.
Right.
But if somebody decides
dog
to
perfume,
hand me...
though, like...
Yeah, that's...
I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest.
And then I'm assuming, and a bunch of people made this joke, so I don't anticipate it being original, but I assume at some point recently she was reading 50 Shades of Grey, because to go with the eye mask and her saying she was holding back, which if that's holding back in front of a group of guys, I don't even want to know what happens when she's not holding back anymore.
I was just waiting though, because like a few guys went up and she's like, oh my gosh, I know who this is. Like I wanted her to say the wrong name and like for it to be like a huge issue between the guys, but she never gave her names, never revealed her what she was thinking.
Well, and there's a reason for that, because she knew that she didn't actually know.
Exactly. But I wanted her to do it and like be wrong. And then the guys be like, why'd you think it was me? Blah, blah.
Yeah, oh, totally. But that's, you knew that she didn't actually know when she didn't name anyone.
Right.
She just kept saying, oh, it's amazing how I know who everyone is.
Yeah.
And after I'm not going to say who it is, though. Yeah, it's just, we're just going to assume, because obviously I'm not lying about the fact that I know who everybody is by their smell already, which yeah, is a whole other issue.
The arm. Yeah.
And if you noticed, she held on to one of those face masks because she saved it for later. With Dale, when she was very quick to have him put it on again. Oh gosh, she's ready to go with him.
She said she knows what she wants. So
and God bless. I'm here with you. But it sort of got awkward when apparently the guys waited too long after she gave her toast.
Oh my God.
I mean, there's a couple ways to go with this. There were, I think, far too many people, but there were a lot of people who thought, like, go Claire for speaking out, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I didn't either. I mean, everything's edited, so, like, it could have been edited for longer than it actually was, but she obviously called everyone out on it. But the way she went about it, I think, was more like, oh, you don't want me. Like, why are you taking too long? You don't want to talk to me. And then the whole Yosef thing with like, well, you're crazy and for not thinking we're here for you. And then she just went off on that. And then, but I think like she needed a second to collect her thoughts, because she was like, okay, fine. I'll go. I forget who she went with first. Riley.
I think it was Bennett.
Oh, Bennett. Right. And then she's like, wait, I can't be present for this moment. And then stormed
back. Here's the thing. So he steps up, you know, obviously after the initial awkwardness or whatever of nobody wanting to talk to her, and he wants to talk to her. He is engaged and he is showing her like, I want to talk to you. But then she says, oh, never mind. Instead of talking to someone who wants to have a conversation with me, I want to go and complain to the guys that nobody, that nobody wants to talk to me when I'm leaving someone who wants to talk to me.
Yeah. Like you finally got what you want, and now you have to go rehash all this. You're creating this drama.
Right. I almost wonder if, and we saw a little bit of it later in the episode, but I wonder if it's going to get earlier and earlier, where basically she's going to walk into the room, and before she can say a word, someone's going to have to go up and say, "Oh, can I steal you for a second?" Like,
yeah. Well, that even happened in the cocktail party at the end of the episode. You know, someone went up right to grab her, and then she's like, actually, I'm going to go see Blake first. So, like, they're doing what you're saying, but you're just like, oh, actually, I'm choosing Blake.
Right. And I do 100% agree. She knows what she wants, and she's going to go after it, and that's great. But in this case, I just didn't get it. It seemed like so manufactured, and even for the show. I'm not even saying relative to anything else. Like, within this show where everything is manufactured, this just seemed to another level, because, oh, it took somebody 3 seconds to say, oh, can I steal you for a second? Like, doesn't mean they want to go hang with the dudes.
Well, I think
they want to bro out.
Yeah. Well, if you want to bro out, I'll go to bed. but I think she, I don't know. I think she lost a lot of fans after this week, just by looking at some tweets and stuff on Instagram and Twitter. But she definitely came across high maintenance, like, for this season so far. And it's only episode 2. She was like, well, she was okay episode 1 too. It wasn't like she's going to be the best bachelorette ever, but she wasn't bad. But this episode, it was just like, like, if you don't, you know, you don't want me, then I'm going to go over here. And like all this like drama, like high maintenance high school stuff.
Yeah, she seemed very seesaw-y in this episode because there would be stretches, especially with Blake the first time around, Blake Moines the first time around when he tried to crash the cocktail party that he wasn't a part of because his team lost. When she, you know, denied and kicked him out, I'm like, all right, good for you. Like, stick to your guns. That's great.
Exactly.
But then, like you said, whether it's this creating the drama or rewarding Blake all of a sudden for doing that, like, it just seemed to be really inconsistent.
Yeah. And, like, is it because she, you know, there was a talk to her saying, you know, we know you're picking this person. We know you want this person, but you got to give us something. You know, you got to give us some episodes, and maybe that got in her mind. I'm not sure, but maybe. It was very inconsistent. It's a good word for last night.
You know, Yo sort of fed into it a little. I think he's, no matter how long he lasts, whether it's only next episode, which it looks like that's a good possibility, but he fed into that where they're looking for additional drama because, like you said, saying you're crazy if I'm like, oh no, that is one of the few C words you don't use, and it might not be illegal, but it should be because
an angry woman,
right? And then you had he turned all the guys. I mean, the guys don't really like him anyways. But you had him turning the guys against him by saying, like, well, I'll speak for the group. And they're like, no, you're not going to speak for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was just not a good night for everyone.
Right. Yeah. Just everybody. Just
like maybe everyone should just go home and go to bed.
And I mean, I don't want to stick up for this dude because as he's going to show next week, it looks like there's no reason to. And
yes.
But it is more of a figure of speech than anything else. I don't think he was actually saying, I speak for everyone.
No, of course not. But I mean, you're angry and you hear that and you're going to take it the wrong way. Anything you say at that moment, she would have taken the wrong way.
Right. Well, on the dudes too. Like I get it. Like I get Riley being like, you do not speak for me. You don't ever speak for me.
Yeah.
You know, get,
I love how he said, I'm going to speak for everyone here. And then he's like, I'm not trying to speak for everyone. you are.
In this case, I don't think he was wrong just because, like I said, it's a figure of speech. You're not literally thinking, well, every single person is going to say this word for word. It's just, let me state the obvious.
Everything was literal last night.
Right, yeah, exactly. But let me state the obvious.
Yeah.
It is obviously we don't want to go hang out with each other. We want to be with you. That's the obvious part of it. Like, it was just a weird situation. No one was trying to embarrass her or just somehow show her disrespect. Like, to me, that I didn't think that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't. And when you're in that kind of mood, you're just going to take everything the way you're not supposed to.
Right. Which seems to be, at least this week, and I don't know how long it lasts, but seems to be
her life.
Oh, man. And so that sort of takes us. I mean, I want to jump real quick to the one-on-one because I was a little surprised about a couple of things here. You know, obviously that she chose Jason, which was interesting in itself, but that they decided to go basically on a therapy trip.
Yeah. On the first date.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, let me be clear. Therapy, thumbs up.
Yep.
Therapy on the first date, thumbs down.
Not the most romantic.
But at the same time, so he's listing, you know, it basically used it as a way to, like, let me just identify all of his red flags at once.
Yeah.
And so he's going through it. And I mean, I appreciate the way she handled this. Cause like I said, this is part of the seesaw. You know, he said a lot of things that could really turn people off. I'm not saying it should, but like, usually if you're identifying things that you even say, like, I was this way, this isn't just people saying things about me, which was the question. Mm-hmm. He did say, like, yes, I acted this way.
Yeah.
And she could have at any point sort of been, I don't know if this is going to work out. And
but at the same time, you're asking him those questions.
Oh, like, totally.
If you're not prepared for any answer, then you shouldn't ask the question.
Oh, 1,000,000%. But I think as we've seen here, this could have gone very bad very quickly.
Yeah.
If you just go by the fact that 3 seconds of silence meant, oh my God, you embarrassed me and you just want to go bro out together, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And him saying that he's been a manipulating player. And she's just like, no, I get why you did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know more about that.
Yeah, like, let's talk about why you decided to be a manipulating player. Oh, it's because of your upbringing, and that's okay, which, again, all good with. She handled that great, yep. But just, to me, it didn't jive with her being overly offended by 3 seconds of silence.
Yeah. Yeah, inconsistent and awkward are the two words for this episode.
And I almost wonder if they did see the writing on the wall, and because obviously you're limited by what kind of dates you can do in this situation when you're in a bubble.
Yeah.
But if they knew, okay, if this is going the way it's going, and Claire is who we saw in Winter Games, where she's going to fall very quickly, we might want to use some of the dates that we were saving for weeks 4 and 5. Let's worry about next week.
Yeah.
Let's use the best ones we have, or at least the ones we think that are going to produce the best content. Let's send them on a therapy date for their first date, because it's just, I don't understand any other reason why you would think that.
That definitely makes sense. And especially with him, because apparently he has all these quote unquote demons and is very mysterious last night.
Very mysterious. And again, I think she handled it all really well. You know, let's write these things on, write them down, like smash them and get rid of them. And I even liked bringing out the dress and burning the dress.
Yep.
And I thought he covered that really well. We're like, that's an ugly dress. And she's like, I actually kind of liked it.
No, I mean, what it stood for.
Yeah. It would look great on you, but no, it stood for Juan Pablo being a jerk. And Juan Pablo did chime in, which I know you saw.
On Twitter. And,
yes. And you retweeted out at Bachelor Podcast, which is, she really did that. And I don't know if he's talking about the fact that just that she burnt it, or that she still had it 6 years later.
Probably both, but probably more the burning. But yeah, talk about characters on Pablo.
Well, and, you know, I think he's actually gotten off pretty well these last couple weeks, because she's talked more about how she went on the show to escape an abusive relationship, as opposed to, and a couple times mentioned why I found my voice and, you know, stood up for myself. But, you know, she hasn't been dragging him nearly as much as she could without anybody saying boo.
So much worse.
Would anybody really have an issue if she just went on this diatribe about how he's like the worst person in the world?
Nope. Every person in the Bachelor universe would be like, I feel ya. I know what you're talking about.
You're like, yes.
There would be no criticism.
The rest of the episode. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, we're in.
Yeah, there would be no criticism on whatever she could say about him. Unless she said that he was actually like a good person.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, not a surprise, but Jason ended up getting the rose. And
that'd be terrible if, like, after all that, you were like, eh.
Yeah, like,
you seem like
sharing
a lot of work.
you can never open up, and you're telling me all these deep, darkest secrets. And can I walk you out to the car?
Yeah. you seem nice, and I know I'm picking Dale, but will you accept this rose? Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, guys, you got what you need. Okay. Yeah, you're gonna need to leave.
Yeah. And, exactly.
And so, I don't know if they could ever construct two more opposite dates.
Yes.
Than therapy.
Literally the most opposite.
Therapy and digging deep, and, you know, all this really dark, gritty material, and
make a dodgeball.
Yes. And I don't even know where to start with the strip dodgeball.
Well, let's say it's super controversial on social media, for sure. Because, you know, everyone's saying, what if it was The Bachelor and you were having the girls do this? Then that would totally not be okay. The general consensus, I think this was like not a great date to do, according to Bachelor Nation on social media. And like I said, it was just like, not saying that this was an okay date, but it was funny, but it was just too early. And maybe, like you said, they had to bring out you know, some good fun dates because we don't know how long this season's going. So maybe that was, that played a part in, you know, like you said, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't really care for it. I mean, Claire loved it and Chris Harrison right, was like, what is happening?
I guess ultimately is all that matters, but if you want to tell me that this was planned all along, I'm fine with it. But with it going from, well, this is dodgeball to her saying, well, no, this is now strip dodgeball. Yeah. I'll buy that it was strip dodgeball from the beginning. That's fine. Like,
yeah.
And that that was just the vehicle for introducing it. What I'm not.
Oh, it was 100% planned. Yeah.
But the fact that she not only was used as the person to introduce it, but then was so excited about it and was happy to repeat the tagline of, you know, I want a guy with balls. And even though she clearly
multiple times,
balls, 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 but clearly did not want any of these guys to be protecting theirs.
Yeah.
Tells you a little something about this date as well.
Tells you everything.
A little dangerous, not in a, like, you're going to the hospital sense, but, you know, protecting what needs protecting ways.
Yeah.
It just,
that wasn't in the forefront and Dale wasn't on that date, so.
So whatever, if you want to.
So it doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah, you want to get rid of the little guys, you get rid of the little guys, it happens. And, you know, and the contestants too. But it's, again, if you're headed down 6 weeks from now and you're down like the final six and you want 3 versus 3 and then we start stripping because there's that intimate relationship that's already developed.
Yeah.
Not sure I'd ever really think it's okay for the same reasons really everyone was pointing out is this show would be canceled, quote unquote, if a bachelor tried to chime in and say, oh, right, we're going to have naked dodgeball now.
Yeah. It would be the most sexist controversy.
Right. Or let's say Easy was the bachelor and, you know, because he's a football player, like, because they've done in the past, like, we're going to do football, but we're going to do lingerie football. Like, no, we're not.
That's petitions and.
Right. Like, no, that is absolutely not happening. There is nothing about that that's happening. And.
Yeah.
So for this to go down and I don't know, it just. We start getting into double standards and.
I understand, like, it was supposed to be a fun, like, you know, lighthearted thing. Like, you know, if you've been in quarantine, I understand. But I don't know. It was just, again, like, I don't want to keep saying awkward, but it was just.
I'm starting to think
it
maybe
could have been so much more, like, not even, like, I don't know if she, like, what, she, I mean, she obviously loved it and was into it, but I don't know if she was really that, like, she could have played into it more, I guess.
Right. And I was impressed, though, not only by being able to do anything with no clothes on athletically, but the fact that Jay was able to take out 3 dudes by himself.
Yeah.
And
secret weapon
is incredible. And basically send these dudes packing. So, I mean, they didn't even deserve to. So, I mean, they complain all they want, but they didn't deserve to have one of these deals where, like, never mind, everybody should go because, like, no, let's not do that again. That creates its whole own batch of problems. But to have these guys walk away and have to do a whole unique walk of shame, which you couldn't let them put on clothes before they walk back to the hotel.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but then once they got there, they just, like, sat on the couch.
I would, like, never sit on that couch again.
Ugh, no, like, talk about Lysoling and pandemic. Like, no, ew.
No, like, yeah, I don't care, bubble or no bubble.
Yeah, it takes 2 seconds to throw on some shorts or anything, a shirt, anything. Ugh.
And that's another example of if they did anything with lack of clothing reversed and you asked, let's say the women even just got down to their underwear and then you said, okay, now take the walk down to the hotel with nothing on but your underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
People would boycott it and that would be the end.
Yeah.
They'd cut down filming. Yeah.
The Bachelor would be so destroyed. And to have these guys, like, holding their their manhood on their walk back. Like, you can't give them their shorts to put back on?
Yeah.
I get a shirt because, like, listen, if I looked like those guys, I would never wear a shirt either. Yeah. I would go to work with nothing but a tie on. So, like, that's fine. But you can't have them walk through a resort, even if they're the only ones there, with nothing but their hand over their
Yeah, that was weird.
And then at the same time, I mean, they might not have minded as much other than Blake, because they just, like you said, sat down on the couch as opposed to going and getting changed. Like,
it's like cool. All you need is shorts. Like, just quick shorts takes 0.2 seconds.
Right? I mean, I'm not saying they need a full outfit, but at least let them cover their region.
Yeah, please.
And, you know, this gave us the classic Blake, and obviously if we say Blake Moynes, but this would be a move that the Blake from Paradise fame Blake.
Yes.
This is totally something that wouldn't surprise me if he had pulled. So unlike the Tyler C that sort of pulled down all the Tyler C's last week.
Yep.
This is pretty on brand for Blake on any Bachelor franchise, right?
Exactly.
So he decides, like, this wasn't good enough for me.
Yeah. I didn't come here to be sent home.
Right.
To
even
sit
though,
in the room.
Even though you did, because that's what happened.
Yeah.
And he gets dressed up and decides to go and crash this post naked dodgeball party. And
I think it was funny because I think Claire, like, it didn't register at first. Like, she was like, oh, hi, like, do you came to steal me? Like, okay. And then she's like, wait. And then Jay was like, didn't you lose? Like, why are you here?
The right response, by the way.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
As opposed to the usual, like, oh, yeah, no problem. Can you give me a minute? Like, yeah, you're a loser. What are you doing here?
And you lost. Usually, you're not a winner.
Totally. And usually I am 1 million percent against tattletailing or whatever, but in this instance, I think it was okay for him to go back to the other guys and say, Blake decided to show up, and they basically came like a gang to confront him.
Which I actually felt bad for them. I felt bad for them because they like all came to her and they're like, you know, what are you doing here? Like, you lost. That's not part of the, you know, those aren't the rules, blah, blah, blah. And then Claire was like, no, it's okay. And then they all just like turned around and walked.
Just sort of slink
like
back.
I felt really bad.
But at first she handled it really well, because it was, oh, you know, it's just not fair to the other guys. And then she did the Matumbo where, you know, he got denied for the kiss. I'm thinking, yes, finally. Like,
I know, I was like, all right, this is gonna turn around. Like, this is, you go, Claire.
Yeah, he's gone. Forget it. He just sealed his fate. This is awesome. Like, because you know what never works? You know, we talk about the three or four things that never work in this show at any time. And this is one of them, when you decide that, and usually
it's, go somewhere where you're like, not welcome.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like most of what we've seen over these first 2 weeks, most of the time, these are things that we don't see until further down in the season. But it's desperation, and you show up where you're not supposed to be. And usually it gets you sent home.
Yep.
Apparently, Claire decided, nope, never mind, because she ruined any goodwill she got from that.
Yep.
By just saying, like, I really appreciated it, and, you know, I'm sorry if the guys, you know, don't worry about if the guys are mad at you, but I don't want you to worry, so here's a rose.
Yeah.
What?
That was, like, such a participation trophy rose.
I mean, even if Dale wasn't on this season, like, you're not picking that dude.
Yeah.
So, like, why ruin what was, I know we're only 2 weeks in, but, like, maybe you're the high point over those 2 weeks, and just, like, just throw it away because maybe you were worried you looked too mean or something. I couldn't even get in her head of why she would think, like, yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah. Well, it clearly wasn't going through her head, so.
And, you know, immediately all the guys are just like, what?
Yeah, they were definitely not expecting that, for sure.
It just totally sucked the air out of the whole room, because now all they're thinking about is, well, why does he get a rose? That dude's a douche.
Yeah.
Like, now you're rewarding bad behavior? Like,
yeah. it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a good look for her.
No. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make it all about how Blake's the worst guy in the world, because we don't know nearly enough about him. But it reminded me almost of what we saw with Luke P, where he just kept coming back, and instead of sending him packing, you know, Hannah kept giving him more chances. And while this started out well, where you didn't think she'd give him chances, like, to immediately turn around and be like, oh yeah, not only should you not feel bad, but like, I really appreciated it.
Yeah. What? No. Yeah. As soon as that happened, I think everyone was like, okay, so this is going the way we thought it was going. Like, I felt like everyone had so much hope in the whole rejection of the kiss. And then it was just like, nope, actually, I appreciated you breaking the rules again. So here's a rose. I want you to stick around.
Yeah, and I appreciate Easy, who, you know, if he doesn't win this first portion or the second portion of this season, he's going to absolutely dominate whenever Paradise is a thing again.
He's in Bachelor Nation for life now. He's in the cult.
Right. And even if you could have him, if he doesn't want to, let's say he ends up with someone who doesn't want to come and participate, he can take Wells' place as a bartender, because his commentary is A-plus at all times. And immediately when he saw Blake, he nailed it. He's like, no rules of engagement. Like, it's all out the window. Like, we can just do whatever we want, apparently. And he nailed it perfectly. Like, he could just narrate the whole series.
Yeah. He's great. I love him. I'm glad that I have him on my team.
No, do you? Oh, man.
I do.
I mean, at least
it's like the only one good person I have on my team.
Listen, you know, if we assume, and we're going to assume until something shows otherwise, we're going to assume, like everyone else, is that Dale's the guy. You would have to think, if you're reordering everybody for whatever the next portion of the season is, assuming it's Tayshia, I mean, Easy would have to be at the top of that list, because he's a good looking dude, and not, I mean, they're all in good shape, but like a good looking dude. Forget
he's
about
funny.
It. He's funny, and he's 100%. Very self-aware of the situation, where I think in every season on both sides, there's always a lack of self-awareness. I mean, that's why we can always talk about how, like, have you never seen this show? Like, do you know where you're at? Like, he knows exactly where he's at. He knows exactly why he's there.
Mm-hmm.
He sees the whole picture, where a lot of the guys and girls that come through these shows have no idea what's happening.
Yeah. Like,
so
Brandon.
There is, I wanted to save plenty of time for him, because talk about having no self-awareness.
No self-awareness.
Get some one-on-one time with your bachelorette, and you decide your argument for why this is such a great opportunity is, after you were chosen, that's why I decided to come on the show.
Okay, why?
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't know. You're gorgeous.
Well, great. What else?
More pauses. More long pauses.
So I want to fire up the crickets, because
there
was just nothing about that would, like, it was over at that point. Like, you could just, the fire had started, and he somehow didn't realize it at first.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not good looks, but it's, I don't know anything about, and listen, I don't think it's necessary for someone to, like, Google the person they're going to meet and know everything, but if you're going to specifically make your argument, like, I came here only because you were announced, like, bruh.
Yeah. I mean, he could have used the route too, as, you know, I didn't want to listen to, you know, tabloids and past seasons. I wanted to get to know you, but it was just silence, and I don't know.
Well, and even when she said, you know, she ran through some of the reasons why other guys have said who didn't quote unquote know her, but, you know, And then he's like, well, no, they wouldn't know anything else about you either. Well, you've seen 5-second clips from her show, like her season with Juan Pablo. Even if you know nothing else, you can say how she
started. It doesn't even matter. Make it up. Like,
right. I mean, that's the best thing to say, actually, is start like saying stuff. But to first say like,
thanks.
Yeah, no, you're gorgeous. And I don't want to talk about this anymore. Just like, wait a minute.
Anything but that.
That's great. You don't want to talk about this, but you, and so I think, cause that could have gone in the other way too, because I, like I said, I don't think it's necessary to have all this pre-planned things that you already know to go to. I think it's smart and I think it benefits you. I don't think it should be a requirement. So I don't think Claire should be quizzing everybody on her.
Right.
But like I said, that one, if your big headline is, I'm only here because of you, I'm not here for the process, or I'm not here because other things haven't worked out, you should probably have something ready to go in the chamber other than like, you're pretty.
I think it wouldn't have been a big deal, but I think in her mind, she just knew that he needed to go.
Yeah.
Like if it was someone she was actually genuinely interested in, I think she would have let it slide and, you know, gone into it more and was like, okay, you don't know about me, but I'm blah, blah, blah. And, but I think she just knew.
Yeah. Well, and that's when he tried to lean into like, no, I felt something between the two of us. And I know you feel it too. And like,
yeah.
Actually, funny you should say that, Brandon, but no, I don't. Yeah, like I don't actually feel that. So
you're
going to have to leave.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad we got, because we were not given a cocktail party otherwise, or a rose ceremony otherwise, which is a little early in the season. Yeah, a little early in the season to not be giving us a rose ceremony. And I understand she might not have a ton of episodes, but come on.
Yeah.
Like,
too early.
You make us watch for 2 hours, keep telling us we have to watch Supermarket Sweep, and then you're not going to give us a rose ceremony?
Yeah. Not a good look on them for this part. It's too early for that.
A very 2020 ending.
Yep.
Like, this is going to be great, but we're not going to give you the best part. Yes, next week, which even next week, it looks like it might take a while to get to the rose ceremony, because it looks like our friend Yosef is the one who calls her old, and that's going to light a whole
fitting
for a whole other bomb. That's probably going to take half the episode of her just trying to comprehend how somehow some jackass thinks that 39 years old is old.
Yeah.
That now we're going to need to decompress half the episode from that.
Whole nother controversial Stephen.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you're just because you're the oldest bachelorette. I'm like, oh, dude. Like, I understand, you know, people sort of go into, I know. It's like, why don't you just end it? I mean, please, at this point, oh, you're basically elderly. You know, these guys, once they realize that, you know, they're not long for the show, that sort of dude who isn't the, like, I just hope you find what you want, they get the claws out and just, like, start grabbing at anything. And
yeah,
this seems to be like it's building up to be maybe the worst one yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had anything else beyond Brandon and Blake.
No, that was it. There was a lot, but not for this episode.
Did you happen to stick around for the post credit scene?
No, I didn't.
We got a little bit of an MTV Cribs look at Bennett's room at the
with
resort.
With his shoes?
Not just with his shoes, but which, by the way, his current shoes for his, you know, few months potentially at this resort are more shoes than I've ever owned in my entire life. Which is saying crime.
More than me, too.
Yeah, probably both of us combined. But his place, he's got multiple fireplaces. He has a full bathroom with like a, you know, jetted tub and a shower. Just so I don't remember if it was Easy or someone, which guy he gave the Cribs tour to. But like, he couldn't believe it. He's like, why is this? This is so much bigger than my room. And I don't know if like the guys had the option to like pay their own money to get like a bigger room, or if it just played into the storyline better. Cause this is the dude that, you know, before even saying what his name is, he's like, I went to Harvard.
Yeah.
I don't know if like, that's why.
That guy.
But that guy. Exactly. I mean, we've all known people who went to Harvard, and if they don't mention it within the first 10 seconds that they meet you, they actually lose Harvard points.
Yeah. Then you didn't actually go.
Yeah, so he should make sure he gets to stay in the club. So I that's fine. But it was, at first, like, I was pretty sure that Bennett might be, like, one of the worst guys to ever be on this show. But I don't know. I think I might be – I know he's not going to win anything, and nor should he, but I think I might be Team Bennett now.
Yeah.
I think he'd be fun.
He just seems like that. I don't know. I mean, this episode, I feel like he was, maybe because he didn't get that much face time. I was like, oh, he's not that bad. But I think maybe just because he didn't get a lot of face time.
I think that if we ever, and I assume we will, but if we ever get to Paradise again, like obviously someone Easy would go and clean up. But I think someone like Bennett would go and get to be like Jordan was, where he forget about being there for a relationship, which that was always a crash and burn. But when he just got to be like funny with Demi, it was like, oh, okay. Like this is how we want him in our world. And I don't think anyone wants Bennett in our world in a relationship, but if he's there as sort of just comic relief. And again, not in sort of the Easy way where he's goes within the show, but him just like being the Harvard guy and having no chance at a relationship with anyone, but just giving us a little laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great comparison to Jordan.
You know, and next week we get the big old bomb, and maybe she'll stick around for a rose ceremony. Maybe she won't. Do you have any thoughts about how many more Claire episodes you think we have?
I'm going to say,
because they're not teasing it at all. Like they are not even mentioning
three.
That three more?
Three more.
Interesting. Yeah, because you would think at some point, as we get closer, we're finally going to get to see a little clip of it. But
I think over three, then that's basically a full season. Almost three, that would be five. So it's still short enough to be like, get someone else in there. But I think more than like, I think four or five, you basically did a whole season. So I would say three would be a good number.
Was there anything non-Claire out in the world that you wanted to talk about?
I have a few things actually.
Ooh, Amy.
The most devastating news, which is before your Bachelor time. But Ashley and JP.
You know, I never watched that season of hers, either on The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So but I think he's a great follow on Twitter during the seasons. I just, that's more where I knew him from, actually, was commenting on the seasons. I more knew her just through them on socials.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you get through that initial period where, you know, you get to keep throwing and everything, just assume these people are going to stick together. And they seemed like fine.
They were it. Like,
yeah, like off and running. Like, all right.
There's just no hope now for anybody ever.
Yeah, that was disappointing. And even as someone who didn't watch the show, that was.
But it seems like, I mean, it all does usually when you post stuff like that. But it seems very like mutual decision. They've both been still posting stories and stuff. Like there's still going to be an actual family, which is good. I mean, I know you hear that a lot, but there was no pointing fingers yet.
Right. And we'll see if it stays that way.
Yeah.
A different world, but like with K Cassie and Colton, it was like that at the beginning too. And then it quickly took a left turn. So I'm not, you know, these guys have a lot bigger of a history, but we'll see if it sticks that way.
Yeah, I haven't heard any update on that situation yet. So
probably for the best.
Yeah. Emily Maynard had another girl. She posted
basically
like
secretly
within the hour. Yeah. She posted it with like within the hour and has the most Southern name ever, which is Magnolia Bell.
Oh, geez. She's
like, you can't get more Southern than that.
No, like, that's like if you tried to create that in a movie, they'd be like, no, we can't take that name. Like,
that's just too cheesy. Courtney Robertson got remarried. She was the season 16 winner. No one in Beth, no one important.
Well, and that's not going to work. Oh, wait, no, then it might work.
Actually, mostly because I can't pronounce the name. So, and I don't know if you saw the funny story about Hannah Brown putting her phone number on a stranger's car.
Not only did I see the story, but I saw the video, which when I first saw the story,
which
I thought
is even better.
Yeah, I thought it was made up. And, you know, listen, much like people are saying about Claire, like, and said about Hannah at times in her season, like, if you know what you want, great. And she saw someone that she thought she liked. So she, you know, ran down the street, wrote a note and gave him his number. But at first I thought it was fake. And then I saw a video of her holding up the note saying like, we smiled each other on the sidewalk and here's my number.
Yeah, it was real. He did not ever call her. If you needed an update, he did not reach out to her.
Ooh.
Which she's okay with. But, and the last thing I have is actually Claire related, but she's been spotted with a ring on her hand and she was asked about it. And she said it's because she loves herself unconditionally. So she bought herself a diamond band that she wears on her ring finger.
Two questions. One, you can sort of answer retroactively, obviously, since you have the actual ring there. But is that something that you would have worn?
No.
And question number two, do you buy that that's what she's actually wearing? Even like, because I know she gave like a company that she bought it at. So maybe trying to add like some truth to it. But do you think that's actually what it is? Or that it's just them trying to cover up for, oh, you made the mistake of wearing the engagement ring and we need a cover?
It could definitely be a good cover story for sure. If she got caught with it, the whole two episodes so far has been like, oh, like I'm so proud of myself. I love myself, blah, blah, blah. So I can see herself definitely doing that to herself as well. So I'm going to say it could honestly go either way with her.
That's very on brand. Yeah, I would say. You know, flip a coin. Maybe one day it is, one day it isn't. We'll have to see. We might not have Claire to kick around much longer, whether it's one, two, three more episodes. If you read the tea leaves, doesn't seem like it's going to be her season alone. But
alone.
ABC still very quiet about it, so we'll just have to wait and see if anything changes. But for now, we still get Claire again for next week. And
see if it's a little less awkward.
Great way to send us out. Let's see if it's a little less awkward. And you can follow us wherever you spend your time socially at Bachelor Podcast. And please let your friends know that we're back. And we'll see you again next week.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.